Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Money Member by Ram Goldar and today Maseches Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Beis. The first parak lifnei Eidehen. The Zichu Maseches Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Av Hashalom and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Av Hashalom. May the neshamas have an aliyah. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. The Mishnah on the previous daf permits doing business outside a city celebrating an idolatrous festival. Rish Lakish quoted Rabbi Hanina permitting even the marketplace of Azza, which was right outside Azza. In another version, Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Hanina about the marketplace of Azza, and Rabbi Hanina responded, "Have you never gone to Tzur in your life and seen a Jew and an idolater placing two pots on one stove? Yet the Chachamim were not concerned about their case." This ruling and analogy are interpreted in three ways. Number one, Abai says they were not concerned the idolater would put nevela in the Jew's pot, and similarly are unconcerned that a seller in the market is receiving money used for idolatry and biblically prohibited. Number two, Rava explains that they were not concerned that the idolater cooked the Jew's food, prohibiting it rabbinically through Bishul Akum, and similarly were not concerned that this purchaser participates in the idolatrous festival and business with him is rabbinically forbidden. And number three, Rabbi Barua explains that they were unconcerned about accidental splashing from the idolater's pot, which is unlikely and would be batal, and similarly were unconcerned about doing business in the market of Azza before the festival. Point number two, in a braisa, Rav Meir prohibits entering a city which is celebrating idolatrous festival or even traveling through the city to reach another. The Chachamim permit using a road if it's not exclusive to that city. If a thorn became stuck in someone's foot in front of an idol, he may not bend down to remove it because he appears as if he's bowing to the idol. The same applies to bending down to retrieve his coins from the floor or drinking from a spring in front of the idol. In each case, the braisa adds, im eino nira, if it does not appear, it is permitted. This cannot mean that no one sees him because wherever the sages forbade an act because of an appearance of sinning, it's forbidden even in one's most inner rooms where he cannot be seen. Rather, it means it does not appear that he is bowing to the idol. For example, he's turning away from the idol. The braisa additionally forbids placing one's mouth on a fountain which flows through a sculpture of a face because it appears like he's kissing the idol. And point number three, the braisa concludes, Kiyotzibo lo yaniach piv al gabi hasilon v'yishtep b'fnei hasakana. Similarly, one may not place his mouth on a pipe in the ground and drink because of the danger. The Gemara explains that he might swallow a leech. Similarly, one may not drink water from a river or a pond, either with his mouth or with his hand, because he cannot properly inspect the water for leeches, and if he did, damo barosho, his blood is on his head because of the danger, meaning it's his own fault. This supports Rabbi Hanina, who permitted heating water on Shabbos for someone who swallowed a leech. It was taught in a braisa, Oyishta adam mayim b'layla, a person should not drink water at night, and if he did, his blood is on his head because of the danger of shavrire, a shaid who blinds people. If one is thirsty at night, he should wake another person and say he's thirsty. If he's alone, he should shake the cover of the pitcher and say, Pony, ben pony, your mother has said, beware of shivrire, vrire, rire, yire, re, in white cups. So once again, the three points are number one, the Mishnah on the previous daf permits doing business outside a city celebrating an idolatrous festival. Rish Lakish quoted Rabbi Hanina permitting even the marketplace of Azza, which was right outside Azza. In another version, Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Hanina about the marketplace of Azza, and Rabbi Hanina responded, "Have you never gone to Tzur in your life and seen a Jew and an idolater placing two pots on one stove? Yet the Chachamim were not concerned about their case." This ruling and analogy are interpreted in three ways. Number one, Abai says they were not concerned the idolater would put nevela in the Jew's pot, and similarly are unconcerned that a seller in the market is receiving money used for idolatry and biblically prohibited. Number two, Rava explains that they were not concerned that the idolater cooked the Jew's food, prohibiting it rabbinically through Bishul Akum, and similarly were not concerned that this purchaser participates in the idolatrous festival and business with him is rabbinically forbidden. And number three, Rabbi Barua explains that they were unconcerned about accidental splashing from the idolater's pot, which is unlikely and would be batal, and similarly were unconcerned about doing business in the market of Azza before the festival. Point number two, in a braisa, Rav Meir prohibits entering a city which is celebrating idolatrous festival or even traveling through the city to reach another. The Chachamim permit using a road if it's not exclusive to that city. If a thorn became stuck in someone's foot in front of an idol, he may not bend down to remove it because he appears as if he's bowing to the idol. The same applies to bending down to retrieve his coins from the floor or drinking from a spring in front of the idol. In each case, the brisa adds im eino nira. If it does not appear, it is permitted. This cannot mean that no one sees him, because wherever the sages forbade an act because of an appearance of sinning, it's forbidden even in one's most inner rooms where he cannot be seen. Rather, it means it does not appear that he is bowing to the idol. For example, he's turning away from the idol. The Braisa additionally forbids placing one's mouth on a fountain which flows through a sculpture of a face, because it appears like he's kissing the idol. And point number three, the Braisa concludes, Kiyotzibo lo yaniach piva al gabi hasilon v'yishtab b'fnei hasakana. Similarly, one may not place his mouth on a pipe in the ground and drink because of the danger. The Gemara explains that he might swallow a leech. Similarly, one may not drink water from a river or a pond, either with his mouth or with his hand, because he cannot properly inspect the water for leeches. And if he did, damo barosho, his blood is on his head because of the danger, meaning it's his own fault. This supports Rabbi Chanina, who permitted heating water on Shabbos for someone who swallowed a leech. It was taught in a brisa, Oyishta adam mayim b'layla, a person should not drink water at night. And if he did, his blood is on his head because of the danger of shavrire, a shade who blinds people. If one is thirsty at night, he should wake another person and say he's thirsty. If he's alone, he should shake the cover of the pitcher and say, Pony ben pony, your mother has said, beware of shavrire, vrire, rire, yire, re, in white cups. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Yud Beis, and our standard Siman is 12 brothers. 12 brothers, so here goes. The 12 brothers standing outside the city that was celebrating an idolatrous festival, around their pot that was cooking next to a Nachri's pot, had to stop one brother from bowing down to remove a thorn in his foot while in front of an idol, and another from drinking from the pipe in the ground because of the danger of leeches. So once again, it's a motion. The 12 brothers, that must be more on Daf Yud Beis. The 12 brothers standing outside the city that was celebrating an idolatrous festival, around their pot that was cooking next to a Nachri's pot, which reminds us, the Mishnah on the previous daf permits doing business outside a city celebrating an idolatrous festival. Rish Lakish quoted Rabbi Chanina permitting even the marketplace of Azza, which was right outside Azza. In another version, Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Chanina about the marketplace of Azza, and Rabbi Chanina responded, have you never gone to Tzur in your life and seen a Jew and an idolater placing two pots on one stove? Yet the Chachamim were not concerned about their case. This ruling and analogy are interpreted in three ways. The first one being, Abai says they were not concerned the idolater would put nevela into the Jew's pot, and similarly are unconcerned that a seller in the market is receiving money used for idolatry and biblically prohibited. So the 12 brothers standing outside the city that was celebrating an idolatrous festival around their pot that was cooking next to a Nachri's pot, had to stop one brother from bowing down to remove a thorn in his foot while in front of an idol, which reminds us, if a thorn became stuck in someone's foot in front of an idol, he may not bend down to remove it because he appears as if he's bowing to the idol. So the 12 brothers standing outside the city that was celebrating an idolatrous festival around their pot that was cooking next to a Nachri's pot, had to stop one brother from bowing down to remove a thorn in his foot while in front of an idol, and another from drinking from the pipe in the ground because of the danger of leeches, which reminds us, the Braisa concludes, similarly, one may not place his mouth on a pipe in the ground and drink because of the danger. The Gemara explains that he might swallow a leech. So once again, the 12 brothers standing outside the city that was celebrating an idolatrous festival around their pot that was cooking next to a Nachri's pot had to stop one brother from bowing down to remove a thorn in his foot while in front of an idol, and another from drinking from the pipe in the ground because of the danger of leeches. All right, so now it's time for four Blabach Hazara. Daf Ches, so the Simmer Daf Ches is Challah. So here goes. The Challah Baker, Challah, that must mean we're in Daf Ches. The Challah Baker who inserted his personal request in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah, which reminds us, the Chachamim disagree with both Tanaim recorded on the previous Daf, whether one should praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu before or after davening, and say, Shol Adam Sracha B'Shomei Tefillah, a person may ask for his needs during the bracha of Shomei Tefillah. Rav said that although a person may make any request during Shomei Tefillah, but if he wants to say at the end of each bracha a personal request similar to the topic of each bracha, he may. So the challah baker who inserted his personal request in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah davened that the man with the world is coming to an end sign wouldn't come into a shop to buy something for his festival, which reminds us Adam Rishon thought the world was ending and then made a yantav when he realized that the day is getting shorter or longer, where minhag shel olam. So the challah baker who inserted his personal request in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah, davened that the man with a world is coming to an end sign wouldn't come into a shop to buy something for his festival, so he could deliver his custom challah shaped like a Roman soldier shaking hands with a Jew, baked to commemorate their shared victory over the Greeks, which reminds us the Gemara discusses Rome's alliance with the Jews to conquer the Greeks and the eventual subjugation of the Jews. Daf Tes, so the Siman Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The antique dealer who found a shtar in an old teapot. Teapot? That must be on Daf Tes. The antique dealer who found a shtar in an old teapot and added 20 years to calculate the date of the Churban, which reminds us, a braisa listed the various nations who ruled Eretz Yisrael during the second base of Mikdash, concluding that one can calculate dates based on how many years passed since the Churban. Rav Papa said that if a Tana teaching this braisa is unsure precisely how many years passed since the Churban, but presumably knows how many centuries passed, he should ask a scribe how many years he writes in the shtaros, which are dated from the Greek era, and add 20 years, thereby arriving at the correct number. So the antique dealer who found a shtar in an old teapot and added 20 years to calculate the date of the Churban was suspicious of the man who offered him a 2,000-year-old Torah-shaped teapot dated from the 52nd year of Avraham Avinu's life, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us that the world will exist for 6,000 years and that the 2,000 years of Torah begin when Avraham was 52 years old and he and Sarai began to convert others. The antique dealer who found a shtar in an old teapot and added 20 years to calculate the date of the Churban was suspicious of the man who offered him a 2,000-year-old Torah-shaped teapot dated from the 52nd year of Avraham Avinu's life and tested him by making him calculate which year of Shemitah was based on the Churban, which reminds us, Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua said that if one who does not know which year of the Shemitah cycle he is in may calculate based on the Churban. Daf Yud, so the Siman Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. While the minion of Yidden, that must be on Daf Yud. While the minion of Yidden were reviewing the shtar for the shul they bought, which was dated according to the Greek era, which reminds us, the Gemara brings proof that we date shtaros from the Greek era. So while the minion of Yidden were reviewing the shtar for the shul they bought, which was dated according to the Greek era, two members discovered a secret tunnel with emperor's clothes that opened into the rabbi's study, which reminds us, the Gemara describes a special relationship between Rebbe and Antoninus and how Antoninus would visit Rebbe daily by going through a secret tunnel. So while the minion of Yidden were reviewing the shtar for the shul they bought, which was dated according to the Greek era, two members discovered a secret tunnel with emperor's clothes that opened into the rabbi's study, where a picture of Ketiah Bar Shalom was on the wall next to the rabbi's drasha titled Yesh Kona Olamo B'Sha'achatz, which reminds us, the Gemara tells us about Ketiah Bar Shalom, who was killed for defending the Jews, and Rebbe teaches us Yesh Kona Olamo B'Sha'achatz. There's one who acquires his world in 1 hour, Yesh Kona Olamo B'Kamashanim, and one who acquires his world over many years. Daf Yudolf. So the Siman Daf Yudolf is stars based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The ger who had placed gold stars, that must be on Daf Yudolf. The ger who had placed gold stars on the garments of Roman soldiers he converted while standing near a mezuzah, which reminds us, the Gemara relates that Unculus became a ger and kept converting the Roman troops sent after him. The Caesar sent a third troop and warned them not to say anything to him. As they were taking him away, he touched the mezuzah and asked them what it was. They asked him to explain, and he said that although a human king sits inside and his servants guard him from outside, Yehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avada B'mifnim V'hu Mishamrim B'chutz, but with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his servants sit inside and he guards them outside. These soldiers also converted, and the Caesar did not send others after him. So the ger had placed gold stars on the garments of Roman soldiers he converted while standing near a mezuzah next to where a king's garments were being burned on the day of his death, which reminds us in the Mishnah Daf Ches Amud Aleph, Remer said that the king's birthday and the day of his death are idolatrous events, prohibiting business with them 3 days before. The Chachamim say it's only forbidden if they burned his personal items. The Gemara explains that this practice is not idolatrous, but a demonstration of chashivusa, the king's prominence. The Chachamim hold they only worshipped idols on a death that was significant enough that they burned his personal articles. So the ger who had placed gold stars on the garments of Roman soldiers he converted while standing near a mezuzah, next to where a king's garments were being burned on the day of his death, refused to give a star to the healthy man who approached him while on the shoulders of a cripple, which reminds us, the Gemara describes the Roman festival celebrating Esav's triumph over Yaakov. Every 70 years, they would bring a healthy person, representing Esav, and have him ride on top of a cripple, representing Yaakov. The rider would wear the garments of Adam and Rishon and place the flayed skin of Rabbi Shmuel's face on his head. The Gemara proceeds to describe what the Romans would call out to him. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn about the special relationship between Rebbe and Antoninus? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number two, which daf do you discuss the danger of drinking from a pipe or drinking at night? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn that one can ask for his personal needs in the bracha of Shomei Tefillah or add them to the individual brachas according to the topics? That's on daf Ches. Good. Number four, which daf did we learn that if a thorn became stuck in someone's foot in front of an idol, he may not bend down to remove it? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number five, which daf do we discuss if one did prohibited business with an idolater, are the proceeds prohibited? That's on daf Bav. Good. Number six, which daf does Gemara bring proof that we date shtaros from the Greek era? That's on daf Yud. Good. Number seven, which daf do you discuss doing business outside the city that is celebrating an idolatrous festival? And we have the case of a Jew and an idolater placing two pots on one stove. That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number eight, which daf do you learn about Uncle Sager and how he kept converting the Roman soldiers? That's on daf Yud Av. Good. Number nine, which daf do you learn how to calculate Shemitah based on the Churban? That's on daf Test. Good. Number 10, which daf do you learn about how to calculate years from the Churban based on dates in shtaros? That's on daf Test. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.